Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, the program where we study the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved, always energetic, always smiling, Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib. Thanks for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me. It's always an honor and a pleasure.
So we are on chapter An-Naba' from the Quran, and today let's listen to verses 34 onwards, which is describing heaven for the people who reach salvation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. And a full cup. No ill speech will they hear therein, or any falsehood. As reward from your Lord, a generous gift made due by account. From the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them, the most merciful. They possess not from him authority for speech.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 34 onwards of chapter An-Naba', which is about people who get to go to heaven, Brother Habib. So it talked about the greenery, it talked about the pleasures that people could demand of any type. Then it talks about in verse 34, and an overflowing cup, which I imagine means a never-ending source of beverages.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. You know this phrase that we have in the West, open a cold one with the boys? You heard that before, right? It's like they want to go chill out, so they go and drink their beers with their friends, you know, something to drink to, you know, accompany time and, you know, to enjoy themselves. And usually enjoying yourself and pleasuring yourself in this world is usually done with a drink or something to, you know, consume during your times and pleasures.
Some kind of intoxicant.
It could be intoxicant. Sometimes, you know, it's just normal grape juice, which I like. Also, there's something to keep in mind. We said A'naba, the vineyards, there's a translation for it that says grapes, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. And of course, the Imam alayhi salam used to state that the best of your fruits is the grape. Uh-huh. And they used to love the grapes. Imam Ruda alayhi salam used to love grapes. Mm-hmm. And me personally, I also love grapes. But watermelon more. Watermelon and grapes are my favorite fruits. Saying what I like, you know, just to show you that we have pleasures in this world. We have desires in this world. Yet in this world, it's limited. It's not to its full potential. Sometimes the grape is too expensive, so you can't buy it. Sometimes the grape is not as sweet as you like. Sometimes the watermelon is too
Sometimes pink. It has seeds that are too big.
Yeah. And the hereafter, right? It's to its full potential. And the same thing with these glasses that, or your beverages that you get over there. they're to its full potential. Here, they're intoxicated. They cause liver damage. They cause brain damage. They cause social damage. They cover up your intellect. Over there, no. All it is pure pleasure. Something, you're sitting down with your, so just imagine yourself sitting down with your blossom maid in the vineyard and drinking this. That's pleasure, my brother. And I can't wait.
And it's always Friday night, so you don't have to go to work the next day.
There's no such thing as work on that day, yes. So that's really, that's something we'll talk about more right now. Yeah. When we're coming up to the next verse. But just imagine, whenever you recite these verses that show the promise of reward, always keep in your mind that you might reach this. And they're so, you know, you run after them in this world. You run after them in this world and they cause problems. They're not to its full potential. So why don't you run towards these with their full potential, with the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
We have to take a break. But just before that, I was thinking with myself, it's all about just a little bit of patience for a few years.
Yes.
And you'll get everything that you have to go through so much trouble for that you might get it, you might not get it. When you get it, you might like it, you might not like it. You'll get it all. Yes. With the essence of pleasure, yes, the maximum level of pleasure on the Day of Judgment with just a few years of patience.
Yes.
Let's take a break on that very insightful comment and we'll be back for the rest of the show. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Quran Quest. Let's go to verse 35 of chapter An-Naba. The here there and neither idle talk nor lying.
See, in this world, we have a lot of problems. Most of the problems come from the nagging that we hear. It comes from the harsh words that we hear. It comes from the annoyance that we get from society altogether. And hereafter, there's none of that. That's something very pleasing. Because a lot of our problems, like I'm pretty sure like most of our problems will go away if there was no such thing as, you know, unpleasant words or unpleasant, you know, comments about you or about anyone. You know, just this nagging, this problem, that problem. When you hear these things that are, you know, unuseful, they cause so much, you know, headaches. And some people just, you know, want to relax from it. We talked about this in the verse that says, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا, where we state that all they hear is peace and peace, right? So the same thing here. Here in the heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating there's no headaches about, you know, vain talk and the lies that are available, those, you know, harsh words that might hurt you or might hurt the, that cause headaches. There's no such thing as that in the hereafter.
Yeah, some of the worst things that we experience, some of the biggest harms is from the things that people say.
Yeah.
Backbitings, yeah. Opinions, yeah. Accusations.
Yes.
And there's none of that nonsense on the Day of Judgment.
Not on the Day of Judgment, in heaven.
In heaven.
That's a pleasure. Mm-hmm. That really is a pleasure.
It's,
you know,
peace.
It's sometimes, especially, you know, when we have all these psychiatrists available and these mental illness doctors and everything, one of the main things that they state, other than resting oneself, is that to stay by yourself a little bit. You know, stay away from all the problems.
Isolate
a little bit. Even in relationships, huh? Like between you and your wife, the wife has to give some space to the man has to give some space to the wife, the children have to give some space to the parents have to give some space to the children. Why? Because, you know, all these, there's going to be a lot of vain talk, there's going to be a lot of, you know, pressure, let's call it. So, you know, just staying away from that causes some kind of pleasure that human beings love.
All right, the next verse says, verse 36, a recompense from thy Lord, a gift abounding. It's very calming this verse. Like, God is telling us, you deserve this.
Yes.
It's because of the troubles you went
and
through.
And it's not about you deserving. It's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing with His mercy with you. We talked about this before, that if we want to remain on the just of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be, you know, a trial to the just of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not deserve anything. We are mere nothing. Every good we do is because of the power and will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on us. And at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon us. And this is one of the greatest rewards. This is the spiritual reward, that, you know, the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in this world, you could have so many pleasures, right? Like we said, they're limited. One of the aspects of their limitations is that these pleasures are not, they're not always accompanied with the pleasure and satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hereafter, not only do you have maidens and you're drinking and you're sitting down in this garden, a beautiful garden, and you have children serving you, and you have and there's no vain talk or noise or anything. All this is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His satisfaction. Allah is satisfied with you, and you feel that, you know,
warmth. Your Lord is happy with you.
Yes.
That's one of the greatest sources of calm, or the greatest source of calm that you can have and peace that you can have. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. We're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to go to verse 37 of this chapter. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we are on verse 37 of chapter An-Naba. So this chapter explained, or let's say described, hell for wrongdoers, and it also described heaven for the righteous, people who had a little bit of patience in this world and were careful. And it brings it to this verse, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whosoever is between them. This verse is demonstrating God's power, the compassionate, whom they have no power to address. So God is showing off His glory here.
Of course, this is going back to showing the day of judgment. Finished with the punishments of hell and the rewards of heaven. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking before these two concepts. He was talking about the day of judgment and what's going to happen, and now its arrival is something that is due. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating that on that day, like how you stated, brother, the glory, the power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's always been in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but here we've been led to act upon as we wish, as we will. But over there, we will not be listened to. We will not have the capability to speak. We want to defend ourselves. We want to defend others if we have the capacity to defend others. We do not have that right over there.
Unless
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits it to us. And now, of course, this opens the door. How do I get that permission? Who has that permission? Here we go back to who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, such as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who has the capability of doing intercession. The Imam alayhum as-salam, the Prophets, some angels. More importantly for me, to shed light upon, is some believers. Who are these believers? Who are these who are the ones that give intercession? Who are the ones that have the right to speak during that day? You go back, for example, those who fast 30 days in Rajab, the holy month of Rajab, those who fast 30 days in Sha'ban, those who visit the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, those who visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, those who do this action and that action, those are the ones that have the capability of doing intercession for people, right? So that's something to keep in mind, that you can have, you can not only promise yourself heavens with some action, but you could promise yourself that you aid your beloved ones to enter heaven on that day with certain actions. And for more information of these actions, review Thawab al-A'mal and Aqab al-A'mal, Sheikh al-Saduq, accompanied by Sheikh al-Saduq.
You said that nobody would be able to talk on the Day of Judgment. But isn't the Day of Judgment the grand court? And shouldn't the person accused be allowed to defend themselves? I mean, is there a chance that someone will be denied the right to defend themselves?
It's not about defending yourself. What are you going to defend when everything is on trial is against you? Your skin, your feet, you could say no all you want. You want to say no all you want, but what can you speak? What can you say? When your skin, when the ground, when the earth, when people are bearing witnesses to your lies, How can you defend yourself when everything has been recorded? Everything has been is in front of you. Your actions, your deeds, all of them are written down in front of you. What do you want to defend?
I've also heard that the evidence is so heavy on the Day of Judgment that you will be allowed to talk, but you will have nothing to say.
What do you want? Yeah, that's the thing.
So you will be allowed to talk.
The meaning of here to talk is to do intercession. Mm-hmm. I think that the meaning of this verse is that those who want to talk want to, you know, show that they have some sort of power given to them by Allah or some sort of power without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That kind of talk.
Yeah, that kind of talk. Yeah, defending themselves, no one has the capability to defend themselves. You did something wrong, it's in front of you.
All right, thank you very much. I'd really like to continue that discussion, but I'm afraid we're out of time. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of studying the Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.